Hello and welcome back to In My Thoughts podcast. It's your host Patty Star Oliva, and it's been a while. It's been since October 13th, and the past episodes were all with guests, which is kind of insane, but today we are welcoming you back to In My Thoughts party. Let's get started because I'm actually so excited to get back into the podcast vibes because I honestly loved to do podcasts, but it was getting so much. I had so much stuff to do. And let me just tell you, the guests, it's not my thing, but we'll get into this later. But welcome back. Welcome back to In My Thoughts podcast. In My Thoughts podcast, we talk about anything and everything that's on my mind, pretty much. There are so many things that go on in my life, in school, in work, just in life in general. And I have so many thoughts, random thoughts, and I'm so excited to be recording. Every Friday at 9 a.m., we're going to have a new episode. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best to keep up with social media too. But let's get started. Let's do a little recap of 2023. It kind of sucked, to be honest. It was amazing, but it sucked at the same time. In all ways, in my opinion, and I feel like a recap of the year, talking to your friends, talking to your family, or just like thinking about it, writing it down, journaling, is a great way to just see the pros and cons of what happened throughout the year, and also just like seeing what you could do better in the next year. Setting those realistic resolutions, setting those realistic goals for the next year. Maybe you kind of shifted your goals from 2023 to 24. So let's just get into it. I really missed doing this podcast. And let me start off by saying why I stopped my podcast. So as y'all know, actually, as you may not know, so I'm Patty. I have a small business now called Tony's Denim. We create gap-proof jeans with and without an adjustable elastic waistband to outfit those with a smaller waist, just to keep it short. So I started this business in May, and it's been fun, but very stressful. And when school started, it just got like insane. I went back to work. I started school again, which is a whole nother thing. And I was having this small business. I was like, I do not think I can do a podcast too. So I stopped it because there was just so much stuff going on. And then the end of November, I was like, I should start up my podcast because the podcast was so fun to do, but only when it was like a time where I could like talk to everyone, but also I don't have that many friends. So it's very fun to rant, to vent, to share my thoughts to some other people. But also it was not fun when I had the guests, only because I had to like schedule times to meet with them. I was stressed out, like, am I gonna mess up? What are they gonna say? Are they having fun? So it was like more stress when guests came on. So I didn't like it. It's not my vibe. Maybe like every so often have a guest, like a fun little guest. But like I dedicated a lot of episodes. I don't even know how many episodes there were, but a lot of episodes to guests. I had every other week be guests. And I was like, this is too much. I didn't like recording them. The audio wasn't good. There was this one time we recorded the whole thing and the audio was terrible. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do? It was just a mess. I loved talking to a bunch of different people, ranging from owning a small business, owning a business, being a model, being a singer, just being in college, and being a host of a podcast. I love talking to all these people. I connected with so many people, but it's just not my vibe. But let me just tell you, it was very successful. I did not, quote unquote, advertise the guests as much. I posted 3 times a week, but that's pretty much it. I didn't do as much as I used to, but I got so many listeners. Shout out to Haley Seeger, One With Swim. She was one of my guests. She was one of my first guests, and it I think it said 276% more listeners than my average episode, and it was insane. It was my top episode for 2023. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on if you were a guest, and I would love to do guests in the future, but not like back to back to back to back. And that's another reason why I stopped my podcast, because I wasn't in the vibe anymore. Like, the guests kind of ruined my vibe. It wasn't fun. But that's why I stopped my podcast, but I'm going to get back into it and just pretty much share my thoughts and kind of like, I don't want to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so relatable, because I feel like when people say that, first of all, when people say that, they're never relatable. They're really annoying. But I want to connect to people like that kind of have like the same, sorry, I have to stop saying like, that have the same type of thoughts as I do, because I have weird thoughts. One of my biggest thoughts that has kind of just taken over my brain is maladaptive daydreaming, and I'm dedicating two whole episodes, it's a two-parter, to my maladaptive daydreams, and I'm really excited, maybe even three parts, because it's very long. It started when I was like around 8 years old, so I'm excited about that. But In My Thoughts podcast, it's in the name, In My Thoughts, you are in my thoughts. And I feel like when I added guests, I was like, you're not in my thoughts anymore. We're just talking. It was fun, but it's just not for me. But yeah, we're back at college. We're at UConn, but we changed campuses. So you probably don't know this. I remember my podcast was really going up when I was going away for school, UConn stores at the main campus. UConn stores, where I went for one semester, is about 2 hours away from where I live. And then I used to go for 2.5 years. I went to UConn Stanford, which I could commute to like about like 15 minutes away from me. Which, fun fact, I said this before, the last semester of where I was commuting to was probably my best semester. And then I moved to on campus. I hated it. And then I came back for my last fall semester, and now I'm going into my last spring semester. It's kind of a mess though, because I didn't commute last semester because all my classes were online. Now I'm like behind because there is a whole thing about a class that I did not get credit for freshman year, and then last semester, I was supposed to take 5 classes. And then I realized I got really bad advice. It was also my fault, too. I added the wrong class to my schedule. And I realized it was the same class I took the semester before. But let me tell you, they teach so many different things depending on the teacher. I didn't even realize it. So I was taking the same class. I was like, oh my God. So I had to drop that class, and I couldn't like add another class. It was too late in the semester to add another class. So I'm behind another 3 credits. So I'm behind like 6 credits. So I have to take a winter class, and I have to take 6 classes next semester and a 1-credit class. So like 7 classes, but one's only 1 credit. So like, I say it doesn't really count, but I'm so behind. I'm so stressed out, but I want to get it done. I want to graduate in May, be a college graduate, and be over it. So that's my little college update. My business update, you'll probably see on social media at Tony Stenham. It's been a mess. I'm trying to rebrand. I'm trying to find a new manufacturer because my old manufacturer, I'm still working with them because they've delayed my last order for 3 months, and it's been so crazy. I've been so stressed about money and just like getting my pre-orders to my people. Like, that's a business, if you know what I mean. So it's been so hectic. I feel like I've done nothing because I can't do anything for my business because I don't have my product. And I'm just like waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. I'm like updating customers. I'm like, oh my God, these customers. I got a really mean email from a customer and I completely got it. Like, I would say the same thing. She got mad because she pre-ordered in October. They were supposed to come in October. It's December. So I feel really bad. But a lot of people understand. A lot of people didn't even like let me know. But it's just been, like, a crazy 2023. Like, I started my business, yay. But there's a lot of downsides of starting a business, too. So, and then, oh, I'm graduating in a year from college. Yeah, but, like, I'm so behind. I don't even know if that's going to happen. I'm so stressed out. And I also need to save up. I need to make money and work. So how am I going to be doing all of these things at the same time? I don't even know. So it's been a very chill but chaotic year, because I feel like I've been doing so many things, but I feel like I made no progress, and I'm getting so stressed out because I don't know what I want to do with my life. Like, what am I going to do after college? I was thinking about, like, what, how do you apply to jobs? I need to get a job and all of this. So I'm stressed out. I want 2023 to be gone. I thought this year was going to be my year, and I don't want to be like, oh, 2024 is my year, because we say that every year and it doesn't really work out. I really hope it's going to be soon. We don't know yet that a year is just gonna, like, there's gonna be a year that, like, just changes my life. Do I hope it's 2024? Yes, we hope it's the next year every single year, but it just might not happen. I'm only thinking about, like, 2024 is my year, only because 2020 was supposed to be the year. I was graduating high school. It was just supposed to be the best year. I don't know why. It was like graduating high school, like having the best summer, and then going to college, the best year. And 2020 is like perfect. 2020. Oh my god, it's perfect. That was probably the worst year to date, obviously, for many reasons. So I'm just like, oh, 4 years later, COVID's still here, but it's declined. We've grown. We're graduating college. We're hopefully going to get a real person job and make money. Maybe move out. Probably not, though, because I don't have money. But I hope a lot of good change happens in 2024. And then at the end of this episode, I'm going to go over, like, a little bit of my resolutions, but I definitely am going to have resolution, a whole episode for resolutions. But that's my little business college update. But yeah, I decided to go to UConn Stanford. There's a whole thing with my schedule and changing campuses, and I didn't let someone know that I didn't want to change campuses. It was a whole thing, but it's actually for the better, because first of all, saving money, I got to work. I probably wouldn't be as behind though in credits if I went to UConn stores, but also my mom hurt her back, right? And she can't walk my dog, and no one else around here walks my dog, so I don't even know what would happen if I weren't here. So it worked out for the best for my family. I definitely wanted to go away to college, but I also didn't like last semester. So it was a hard decision. I guess I could have fought it to go there, but, like, I think it was for the best, honestly, for me. But that's a little update on that. Friends update. I have one friend. Just kidding. I have two. Oh, two's so much better. So I have pretty much two real friends. But we don't hang out as much as I wish we did, because we're all so busy. So one friend is at college, so I don't see her in general a lot. And then one friend is always working on her business. But we're really close. I'm really close to one friend because we see each other more. We've been friends since second grade. The other friend I've been friends with since sixth grade, but we don't see each other as much. But it's kind of depressing, honestly. I'm just like, I was supposed to go to college and make more and more and more and more friends. And I just, each year I lose a friend I'm close to. And it's really sad because I feel like we were supposed to build. I feel like when you're in college and you go away, you don't see your friends as much. Sure, you don't have to text every day, but I feel like you really see the true colors of people when you move away from people, or you don't see people as much, because you can see how someone deals with the friendship. If they are just going to ghost you, if they're going to block you out, only come back when they need you for something. Like, you really see the true colors, which I'm actually glad that I see who's my real friend and who's not, honestly. Because now I can be like, I kind of reflected on what has happened throughout our relationship that had so many red flags, and I didn't even notice. Honestly, when you stop, I've never even been in a relationship with a guy. But friendship is the same thing. When your friendship stops, it's very sad. It's very depressing. I've cried. But you can really, there were so many red flags. There are so many red flags. And that's the same thing for relationships. Like, you don't see the red flags until it's, like, over. You're done with whatever. Like, everyone else, maybe. I don't know. Some people might see it, but some people don't. And this is also going to be a whole nother episode. What is it going to be called? Give what you expect to receive. That's a whole nother episode. Because I know, and I've actually recently been told that I give way too much into relationships and I don't get it back. And people don't understand why I do that. It's just me. So, yeah, I give a little bit too much into my relationship with people and I don't get it back. And then it ends and I think I'm the problem, but I'm not the problem. And I've grown to understand that I'm not the problem. I really thought I was for a while because I kept losing friends. But then I realized that, like, everyone was moving away. A lot of people grow apart. I do talk to people. The thing is, I talk to many more people, but we're just not, like, best friends forever. I talk to people that I went to middle school with, high school with, that I've been friends with for a while. We're just not, like, BFFs, if you know what I mean. So I think I have 1 to 2, like, really real friends right now, which is kind of sad. I want to grow my friend group a little bit more. It's good to have a small friend group because it means it's just, like, more real people. But I don't know if I feel like a lot of people are going to relate to this. I like having options, not options, but, like, if one person, like, I only have one friend around here, like, all the time, not all the time, well, all the time, pretty much. She lives, like, 5 minutes away from me, but she's, like, not always free, and I'm just, like, I don't have anyone to hang out with, like, I only have myself. That's the only reason why I, like, really want more friends. And also, like, it's good to have, like, a small, but, like, a little bit bigger than 2 people friend group. But yeah, that's one of my resolutions, to make more friends. And I feel like this perfectly transitions the gym, my gym consistency. I feel like I have so much opportunity to make friends at the gym. I go to the gym 5 times a week. I've been consistent for about like a year and a half now. And I have so many opportunities to talk to people because I always see the same people at the gym. And even if it's, like, not the same people, I see them every so often. And we just have, like, that, like, quote-unquote relationship, like, that gym relationship. We're, like, not friends, but we're friends. And I feel like I could have, like, gym buddies, you know? I see this one girl all the time. She complimented me once. And I was like, I should have said so much more when she complimented me. We could have been friends by now. But, yeah, my gym consistency has, like, been amazing. I'm actually very proud of myself of how far I've come. I take the gym very seriously. So the gym is for, like, mental health, but also, it's definitely given me some body dysmorphia, even more so than it was before. But I can see change, and I love it. And I'm not training. A lot of people think I'm really training for something. I'm not training for anything. I think people think that because I'm not obviously not trying to lose weight. And like I have like a pretty good toned body, so it looks like I'm training for something because I started deadlifting. I do hip thrusts, I squat, I bench. So I do all this stuff. So it looks like I'm like training for something. Like maybe I'm like doing a competition. No, 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 girl. I'm just working out because it's fun. I like it. Because I do a lot of different things. This year, I started benching and I started deadlifting, which is that it? Did I start? I think I did. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I started benching, which is insane because I don't like going near the benching section because it's where all the boys are. And I'm like, I sometimes get self-conscious because I'm just like, I'm taking up room where like someone else that can lift so much more than me should be. I feel like I'm just taking up space. I started benching, which was very fun. It's actually really fun. I love benching. Oh, did I say deadlifting? I love deadlifting. I think deadlifting is one of my favorites. And I started doing, what is it called? It's hip thrusting. But I used to do hip thrusts on the Smith machine. And I also used to do squats on the Smith machine. So this year I also started doing like free weight. Is that what it's called? Like you don't do it on the Smith machine. It's just like in the air. I don't know if you guys know what I mean. But follow me on my gym journey. I love it. I actually love going to the gym. And I started eating better because I think my body could be like insane if I actually ate. Like I've been going to the gym for like a year and a half lifting weights. My body could be like amazing, like much better than it is right now. If I actually ate enough protein, but I'm not. But I recently started eating 3 times a day. Good food too. Like food that's like healthy for me. Eating snacks that are like filled with protein. And I've noticed, this is not a TMI. I'm not going to go into it, but like I've noticed like my body like changing in a way and feeling so much better about myself. I've been going to sleep earlier. I've been getting up earlier and just like being more productive. And I just feel like the way I eat kind of changed the game. And I've been finding new foods, recipes, and all that. So I might share all this stuff on my Instagram in my thoughts podcast too. But I'm going to be making a bunch of just solo episodes. We're just solo episode-ing it now. I'm not doing seasons anymore. I don't really care. I'm just posting. I'm just posting. And it's going to be random. So today is a little welcome back review of 2023. We had some ups. We've had some downs. But that's everyone. I feel like we're not going to always have a positive year. I feel like next year is going to be much better. Cross our fingers. I hope it is. But yeah, one of my next episodes, it's going to be 2024 glow up guide. We're gonna do reasonable resolutions and goals for 2024 and other fun episodes that are going to go deep and be in my thoughts. So I'm really excited for this next new era of In My Thoughts podcast. This one was a little bit short because I kind of just wanted to do a recap, say welcome back, and I hope you all keep listening. We've made a bunch of new friends, even without like really posting. So I'm really excited, and I'm so happy you guys are here to listen to In My Thoughts podcast. But we will see you next Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye, guys.